Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Your blessing. What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? You know what this is. This is the revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. Glory to God. The revival that keeps going and going and going. We thank God for everybody that is called in, everybody that's tuned in. I am your host, Elder Andre Frijos. It's a blessing to be here on tonight. I thank God for each and every last one of you who are out there on Blog Talk Radio, everybody out there on the phone line. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you on today. We do want to remind everybody that is on the phone lines, if you do have any background noise, any TVs, any background conversations, please mute your phone lines. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you won't disturb the other listeners who are listening in. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody who has tuned in nationwide. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All of our listeners out there on Blog Talk, we thank God for each and every last one of you. We are going to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. You better believe it. We had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. In the earlier service. Praise God. And we are about to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you once again, Lord. But thank you for allowing us to have life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for being present with us on tonight. For you stand in your word. Hallelujah. That when three or more come together in your name, you are in the midst. So you are in the middle of this on tonight. And we thank you for that, Lord. We bind, we rebuke, we cast away any work of the enemy on tonight that's trying to deceive us, trying to keep us from receiving your word, from receiving your blessing. Hallelujah. From receiving your knowledge. Lord, we bind it, we rebuke it, and we cast it away in the name of Jesus. And Lord, once again, we thank you, praise you, and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. We thank the Lord, amen, for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in, if you're just not joining us. Well, hallelujah to the revival. Hallelujah that just won't stop. Glory to God. The revival that just won't quit. The revival, hallelujah, that keeps going and going and going and going. Bless the name. Hallelujah of the Lord. Yeah, I say on the phone, oh, I say on the radio, on the airwaves, praise God. We'd encourage you to call one of those numbers on the bottom of your screen. Hallelujah. And be a part of the service on tonight. Put your hallelujah, amen, your request before the Lord on tonight so we can touch and agree with you. Hallelujah. We can watch God move in your life on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to go once again, hallelujah, to Mark chapter 11. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. Reading out of the New English, the New Living Translation. Praise God. It reads, then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. I assure you that you can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. And all that is required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone holding a grudge that you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of His high and His holy word on tonight. Praise the Lord on tonight. I want to remind everybody, if you do have a TV or any background conversation going on, please mute your phone. Praise God, so you don't disturb the other listeners on tonight. Praise God. I want to look at verse number, hallelujah, 22 and 23. Praise God, hallelujah. It said, then Jesus said to the disciples, it's always important to know who God is talking to. Praise God. So he's talking to the disciples. He's talking to the 12. He's talking to the ones that's following him the closest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he might be talking to you tonight. If you following God and you following him close, hallelujah, Lord, and you like David, you feel like you got a heart after God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God is talking to you. Then he says, hallelujah, have faith in God. Praise God. Not in yourself. Hallelujah. Not in nobody else. Hallelujah. Not in the government. Praise God, but have faith in God. Praise God, hallelujah. He says, I assure you that if you say to this mountain, may God lift you up into the sea, your command will be obeyed. Praise God. If you say to the mountain is the obstacle that's in your life, hallelujah, that doesn't seem like, it doesn't seem like you can climb it, don't seem like you can go around. Hallelujah. Seems like you just stuck. Hallelujah. Jesus is saying, praise God, you can say to whatever that situation is, hallelujah, be thou removed. Hallelujah. May God, look what he said. He said, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to know what name we use. You can't use your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You got to use the name of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the Hebrew, it's Yahshua. In the English translation, it's Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. But whatever name you use, hallelujah, you got to use. You can't use your name. Praise God. Amen. You can't use Biden's name. Praise God. Pamela Harris can't move that mountain out of your way. Praise God. We write letters to them and we vote for them, but they can't move no mountains. Praise God. You got to say, may God, hallelujah, remove this obstacle out of my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's got to move. That's what he said. It's got to move. It ain't got no choice but to move at your command. But look what he says. All that's required is that you really believe. Hallelujah. See, a lot of people are talking, but they ain't believe. Glory to God. A lot of people are speaking to their situations, but their situations ain't moving. Maybe you don't believe. Maybe you don't got confidence in the word of God. Hallelujah. Maybe you don't believe God can move that thing out your way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, if you really believe, hallelujah, amen, and do not doubt in your heart. Hallelujah. I'm just going to go one more. He say, listen to me with an exclamation point. That means this is serious. I need you to pay attention right now. Hallelujah. I need you to get this in your spirit right now. Hallelujah. That's what God is saying. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus is saying. That's what Yahshua is saying. He's saying, listen to me. You can pray for anything. Hallelujah. Anything. Not some things, not a lot of things, like most, not most things. Hallelujah, amen. But he said you can pray for anything. Hallelujah, amen. And if you believe, you will have it. Glory to God. If you believe, praise God. Somebody, some of us need to turn our belief up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to turn that thing up. You like that dude in the Bible that they told Jesus, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. Praise God on tonight. I wonder, bless the name of the Lord, could it be what he said, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. I can believe you can perform miracles for other folks because I've seen you do. But I don't believe it for myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe you can heal him, but I don't believe you can heal me. Hallelujah. I believe you can bless their seed, but I don't believe you're a blessed man. I believe, hallelujah, you'll multiply their offering, but I don't believe you'll multiply mine. I believe for someone else, but I need you to help me believe for myself. Glory to God. Help me with my unbelief. Some of us need to come to the throne of grace tonight and say, Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief tonight, Lord. Help me to believe your word. Help me to trust in you. Help me to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you got my back. Help me to know, hallelujah, that you got me. Help me to know, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when we come to the throne of grace, amen, first of all, we got to get the doubt out. Hallelujah. We need to quit doubting what we know God can do. Hallelujah. Number two, amen, we need to pray with an expectation that the prayer has already been answered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to believe that thing and we cannot doubt it. Hallelujah on tonight. So the phone lines are open tonight. Praise God. If you got a prayer request, if you got a testimony, come before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. Will there be one? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise
God. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Linda out of Lancaster.
Amen.
A testimony. I meant to bring it up earlier today, but I didn't want to take a lot of time from all my other members. But my testimony is we have been praying on Giovanni, and it's alcoholism and all this constantly drinking.
Yeah.
Well, the Lord is working on it. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He hasn't stopped completely, but it's like once a week now, composed all day, every day. So I'm grateful for that. I thank you guys for y'all prayers. We got to keep continue praying. But that let me know the Lord is working on it. Because for a while, it was all day, every day. So it's here lately, I've been noticing it. And I've been encouraging them. You know, but I know, by me being a nurse, some addictions you just can't cut cold turkey. And alcohol is one of them. So I thank God, praising the Lord, that he's weaning himself off of it. I'm thanking everyone for their prayers. Because, you know, for the last 3 or 4 months, I've been going through it. Yes, too. I don't know if it's because he's making peace with the situation, but I know God is delivering him from that constantly.
You are the last party in the conference.
So I want to thank God and thank everyone else for their prayers. And we got to keep praying.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for that testimony on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. God is truly working on folks. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
See, the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous prevail much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as long as we keep praying, God going to keep working. Hallelujah. Amen. I hear God saying, don't stop praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'd
like to thank the Lord. Amen. I'd like to thank the Lord for letting me be able to see you and share this evening prayer with you guys again. And me, Brian, from Atlanta. I'd like to thank the Lord for my sisters, my nieces and my nephews, my uncles and aunties, my cousins. I'd like to give a shout out. Happy birthday to my cousin, Rondell. He'll be 42 tomorrow. I'll give another shout out. Happy birthday to my cousin Stefan. We call him PL. He'll be 57 Thursday. Yeah, there, San Jose, California. Yeah, know where you guys at. I like to thank God for my cousin Bobby. If you're online tonight, I don't know if he is or not, though. I'd like to thank God for you, Brother Andre, Pastor Andre.
Bless you,
Pastor Yellow Curry, Orlando, Giovanni, Miss Virgin, Miss Alberta. Thank God for Pastor Ball, Minister Crystal, Pastor Jane Baylord. Like, thank God for Yolanda, Mr. Tucker, Monty Sinner, my Uncle Jake, Mark Odell, my cousin Darren. Monty Sinner, my Janice, my Brenda. I thank God for the rest of my family and friends, the ones that are still here, and the ones that didn't make it in, RIP, till we meet again. I thank God for our military, our Coast Guard, our Navy, our Space Force, our Air Force, our Marines, our Army, our National Guard. I thank God for our presidents, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And our former president, Donald Trump, Mike Pence. I ask God to take care of the homeless. Going down the entire way, take care of one traveling the road today. Take care of the ones over in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee, and Arkansas. It's going through a hurricane. And in some parts of Georgia and Alabama. That's good. Take care of the ones in California. Give them some wildfire. Give them some rain or something. Stuff out on fire in California. I ask you to take care of the inmates in prison and jail. Somebody needs you right now, Lord. I ask you to take care of the sick and shut in at the hospitals, the nursing homes. Take care of the little kids at the little kid hospitals, the children's hospitals. Father God, Jesus, now I pray. Amen.
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 Amen, amen. Do we have any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Glory to God.
I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for protecting my family and friends. I ask the Lord to keep going to nursing home, the hospitals, the jails, the prisons. Please take care of each and every one. Father God, I ask you to please take care of all the homeless. Please go up and down the dangerous highways where whoever might be traveling. Please, Father God, go save. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I want to thank the Lord for answering prayers. I know the Lord answers prayers, and I'm so grateful and thankful for him for being the God he is. I'm thanking his Father for sending his Son to die for our sins. I'm just grateful to the Lord, and I'm just thanking him. You know, if you praise him and thank him for little things, he'll bless you with bigger things. I just want to praise him and thank him for who he is.
Amen. 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 Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is truly answering prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've seen since the revival started, and as I understand, the line was going on before the revival started, but since the revival started, we've heard some testimonies of how God has answered prayer. Hallelujah. We've heard testimonies of God, of how God has blessed seeds. Hallelujah. That have been planted. Praise God. We know, amen, praise God, that the word of God is true. The word of God first. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Hallelujah. That he still answers prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We learned we had to stop saying certain things. We had to stop saying we was broke. We had to stop saying we was sick. Hallelujah. We had to stop saying bad things about our children, bad things about our spouses. We had to stop it. Hallelujah. Because we had to reverse the curse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And through prayer, through touching and agreeing, through learning the word of God, through planting and sowing seed, we done seen God, hallelujah, manifest himself in a mighty way. And he's just getting started. Glory to God. He's just getting started. Hallelujah. Next year this time, praise God, if somebody needs a March Day calendar for next year this time, hallelujah, praise God, because God's going to do something so big that when you look back on 2021, you're going to say, Lord, how did you put me from there to here in less than a year? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. So we thank God for God answering prayers. We thank God for all the testimonies that have gone up before the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We getting ready to go to the throne of glory. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What's your turn, Wayne?
I want to thank the Lord for waking me up. I want to thank the Lord for bringing me this far, bringing me on my journey. Kind of work out a little bit, get back in shape. So thank God for you, thank God for Pastor LaCroix, his love toward us and you and Brother Andre, your love for all of us. And we thank God for you all. I love y'all. There's nothing y'all can do about it.
Amen.
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 Too, Bobby. We love you, too.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for Brother Bobby on tonight. Hallelujah. I do want to remind all the callers on the line, praise God, if you have a television in the background or any side conversations, please mute your phone so you don't disturb the other callers and other listeners on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And really, we prefer, if you're going to watch TV, we prefer you not even be on the line. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ask that you pay attention to the word of God. Maybe that's why it ain't working, because you ain't listening. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, we thank God for all the testimonies that have gone up before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. On tonight, all the prayers that have gone up. Amen. Praise God. We are getting ready to break the bread of life. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go to the throne of grace, and we're going to proceed from there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, once again, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for answering prayers. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for hearing us, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we just want to praise you and magnify you for the moves that you are making in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for touching us, for all, each individually, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord, for doing what you do. Hallelujah, Lord. You make ways out of no way. You make crooked paths straight, Lord. You open up windows of heaven and pour out blessings we don't have room enough to receive. And, Lord, we thank you for it. We praise you for it on tonight. We magnify you. Hallelujah, Lord. And, Lord, we love you on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you touch the man of God. You touch him, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Shaping him, Lord, if he gets ready to come forth with another hallelujah message for your people on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for everything that you're about to do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless God on tonight. Hallelujah. He's truly worth. Hallelujah to be praised. Truly worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be magnified. Hallelujah. We love the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God. If you're just not tuned in, if you don't know, you are about to find out, then you don't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the pastor and the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, whose home base is out there on the West Coast. Hallelujah. Amen. Long Beach, California. The West Coast is in the house. Glory to God. Amen. And getting ready to bring forth the word is their leader, the pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. My friend, my brother. Amen. I'm talking about, hallelujah, none other than the apostle, Eldon A. Curry, bless the name of the Lord. Immediately, Father, in this next selection, we will be in the hands of the man of God. How many of you know, hallelujah, that he's our all-time God?
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's an on-time God. Somebody give him praise. If you know he's on time, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man.
Amen. How many got the testimony tonight that you can say, I know he's on time? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Yes, he is.
Amen.
Amen tonight. We give God glory and praise on tonight. We thank him on tonight. And we magnify his name on tonight. We give honor to Elder Andre. My
bless
dear
you,
brother. Much love, much love. Amen. To everybody under the sound of my voice tonight. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. The Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory to God. He's good. He's good. He's good.
Hallelujah.
Mercies, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. How many of you still feeling the effect of this morning? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The word that God brought forth this morning. Amen. Tonight, I want to do something different tonight. Do a question and answers tonight, where if anybody got any questions or anything that they want to ask about the word that God has spoken, whether it be this morning, whether it be last night, or yeah, night before last, amen. I want to leave that open for today.
Pastor Corey.
Yes.
I have my phone on speaker. I have Giovanni. I notice he be ear hustling, but I'm glad he ear hustling because he listening to the Lord. But I've been trying to explain to him, and I've been trying to tell him, but he just don't believe me. So maybe you could clarify why he's ear hustling. But I've been trying to get him to know. You see, because when I sow my seed, I sow a little extra for him. See what
Amen.
I'm saying?
Amen.
But I'll
Amen.
Be telling him, he has his own money. It's time for him to step up and start sowing his own seed.
Amen.
You know, it don't have to be big. You start off small. You give what you can when you can. The more, the way I personally do it, now this is me. The more I have, the more I sow.
Amen.
So I'm trying to get him to understand it's more, you see, I'll be listening very carefully and very close to when you be speaking.
Amen.
And, you know, we all have logical common sense. But people want to use excuses to not to utilize and to do what they want to do. But when you said, like you said this morning, don't nobody want to acknowledge the Lord. Don't nobody want to accept the Lord. They don't want him around, but they want his blessings.
Mm.
It don't work like that.
Because
if I was the Lord, if you don't want to be bothered with me, I would keep my blessings and scoot on down the road, me and my blessings. And I know I'm not going to live forever, so I'm trying to put him in a frame of mind where he needs to start sowing his own money.
Yes, yes.
And he, but somehow, he seemed to think, because he watched, well, I used to watch the Trinity Broadcasting System with all the other pastors, teachers, and preachers. And he seemed to think it's a ripoff. They just trying to fatten their pockets. And I said, boy, something could have seriously wrong with you. They don't need you to fatten their pockets. Look like their pockets is fattened already.
Yeah, look like they pretty paid. Yeah.
Yeah, they the one got yachts, boats, cars, homes on national television. So, you know, the little pennies you thinking you doing something with, they don't need it. You know, we don't know what they're doing with our funds, but we know what Pastor Corey's doing it, and we know what the Lord is doing it. So while he's listening, I need some encouragement to let him know I'm not telling him wrong.
Amen.
You know, I
Amen.
Keep telling him, you sit around here and play these games if you want to. You're not hurting me. You're not hurting nobody on this line because it's a proven fact. If you don't put nothing in, you don't get
nothing out. Amen.
And, you know,
Amen.
So, you know, he was
Amen.
Like, well, I can, I can. I was like, well, you're going to because, you see, I have a way. God has a way of fixing things and getting what he wants. And so, you know.
Well, see, the more he listens, the more he listens in, and the more he hears the word. Bless you.
Bless you. Mm-hmm.
Because the word has a lot to say about giving. When we give to God, we're giving it to our future. See, and when we give it to our future, then the blessing meets us. Like you've been saying to him, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But see, Genesis chapter 1 says that every seed produced after its own kind, and that's a law. And yeah, a lot of preachers have gimmicked and used it for their own gain, but here is the fearful part of that scenario, is that those who have done that is going to see the wrath of God because they have misused the principle. But when God puts you with somebody that's truly connected
to him, the conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
And God is showing you that you on good ground, amen, and you sowing and you seeing results. See, that's the thing. When you're sowing and you seeing results, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that when I sow, that I'm seeing manifestation. Thank you, Lord, when I sow, I'm feeling good about the word that I'm sowing into. Thank you, Lord, that I'm obeying you. And that's the most important thing, is obeying God.
Amen.
Because the more faithful we are in our obedience, the more God is going to bless us. And here's another scripture that the Bible says. The Bible says that God gives seed to the sower. So the more we sow, like material-wise, so God is saying, when you obey me in this amount, you sow this. And I'm going to put more in your hand to give because now I can trust you now.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we're faithful with little, then God says, I'll put much in your hand because you're proving that you can be faithful.
That's what I keep telling everybody. And
I feel that Giovanni really want to test God. And this is what I would say to Giovanni, put God to the test. Lord, now
Now, I don't know about this sewing thing. I see my mama sewing. You know what I'm saying? She getting blessed. But I want to try for myself, Lord, and see what you're going to do for me. I'm going to prove you, Lord. Now, you give me an amount to sow, and I'm going to sow it just to see, you know. Because the Lord said, prove him, try him, test him, put him to the test.
But my question is, can you challenge the Lord like that, or are you supposed to?
Yeah.
That's what
I mean,
the Bible
says. When he say in Malachi, prove me, test me, put me to the test. See if I won't do what I say I'm going to do. The only time that God said prove him is with the tithe and the offering and the giving part. Because he know us. You know, he know it takes something for us to give. Now, God himself is a giver by nature, but we're not a giver by nature until God come in our heart. Now, the only way we know God is in our heart is when we start giving freely.
Right.
And so God says, prove me, test me. See if I won't pour you out
a blessing
that you won't have room enough to receive. Put me to the test and see if I'm not a God of my word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here in my spirit. I hear the Lord saying that I've been talking to him, amen, and that he's watching and he's seeing and he's observing, amen. And I just see him soon saying, Lord, I'm going to test you on this. I mean, you know, you're saying that you're going to do this for me. So I want to see if you're going to do this. See, this ain't like no casino, you know, where you hoping and praying. You know that you're gonna get some back. You know I'm gonna put this in there. I'm gonna put this nickel in here, and I'm praying when I pull this lever that something's gonna come down for me. It ain't that. See, when you sow, there's a guarantee that you're gonna get something back. You're gonna get back what God says. Why? Because God can't lie concerning His word. And because of the ground you're sowing on. Come on here, somebody. The ground make a difference. And many of us have gotten discouraged that we've sown on unanointed ground.
Automatically end in 30 seconds.
Don't worry about that.
A ground that was not faithful. Amen. But God said, now you're on my line now. Now, amen, you're on my ground where... Now you're going to see results when you sow. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to see manifestation when you sow.
Mm-hmm.
Giovanni, I just hear the Lord saying that he got a blessing with your name on it. And when you take him at his word, he's going to bless you. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. You know what? Everybody should have been getting their praise on right there. Why? Because God is in the blessing business. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
We just got to get our mind right.
Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
We got to get our mind right. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Don't let
Hallelujah.
The devil trick you. Amen. Don't let the devil. What did the Lord say? He said that the devil is afraid of your seed. Come on here, somebody. He's afraid of your seed. And the reason why he's fighting you from sowing is because he got more faith in the word than you do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He knows
right
you, that if you bust a move, there's something going to happen. Come on here, somebody. I ain't a young MC, but if you bust a move, something going to happen. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you that you need to bust a move. Stop talking about what you're going to do and just go ahead and show the devil, look here, amen, you ain't finna suck on me, glory to God, amen, this ain't no trick, amen, and this ain't no trick or treat right here, glory to God, and this ain't Halloween, and you ain't finna pull nothing over on me. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, and go ahead and sow that seed with joy and watch what God do for you, glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
He's going to see it happen through you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, well, I don't know how much to sell. I don't know how much I should give. I said, well, according to the Bible says 10%. But mm-hmm. I'm like, well, you got $20, give them 10. How about 5? I said, give them something. You know, because, you know, hell, you buy that on mm-hmm. marijuana. Put it out there. Right. But it is what it is, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
So you spend
yeah.
more than that on marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be coming to my room. He'd be standing at my door. He'd be listening. And he'll
Amen.
Walk in and he'll stand there.
But you know, that's good, though, daughter, because the Bible says faith come by hearing. So the more you hear,
come on now.
The more that's going to build his confidence. Hey, man, Holly, he's going to say, wait a minute, it must be something to this thing. And, man, she and especially when he see God moving on your behalf as you're obedient to him, amen, then he's going to say, wait a minute, amen. I need to get in on this here because she getting back results, glory to God. Things are happening, glory to God. And see, that's what causes people to want to obey God when they see the miracles happening.
Oh, okay.
Amen. And we've been praying for Giovanni, and so, you know what I'm saying, God is faithful. And you already got seed planted for him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so God is going to honor. Amen. So you just keep doing what God wants you to do, daughter, and keep being obedient to God because you're showing right now into your overflow. I just hear God saying into your overflow. Amen. Because we should want to have overflow. Somebody say overflow.
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 If you're not thinking overflow, you're not thinking God. Amen. If you just want enough, then you ain't on God level yet. Because God is saying, I want you to have more than enough. Come on here, somebody. How can you be a blessing if you just got enough for yours? Come on here, somebody. You got to have more than enough so you can be a blessing to everything around you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Amen. And so, you know, I'm saying in this hour, especially in this hour, because things are shutting down. Amen. People don't know, amen, what's going to happen, but how many know that God is still in control? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And
wow.
God still know how to open doors. Come on here. Because the Bible says that Revelation says that I open doors no man can close. Come on here, somebody. How many of you want a door that can't no man close for you? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah. I do.
Hey, oh, I feel the anointing right there. How many of you want God to open a door that no man can shut? Come on here, somebody.
Linda
Your
haters
can't shut it.
Linda does.
Amen. Your critics, your skeptics can't shut it. Glory to God. They mad, glory to God, because the door is open for you. They can't go through, but God has made the door for you to go through and everything that's attached to you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
How many know that this is what happened when you sow your seed? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Y'all should be ready to bruise the heel of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle, may I say something?
Yeah. Go ahead, Elder.
Sister Linda, I want to give you, I guess you want to call it an aside. Every time the Lord bless you, I want you to announce it to Giovanni. Say, the Lord just blessed me with this much, I'm going to sow again. Every time it happens, I want you to say, hey, the Lord just blessed me, I'm going to sow again. Hey, guess what? I just filed $20. I'm going to sow $2 up. Hey, guess what? I just filed $10. I'm going to sow $1. Hey, guess what? I just found $50. I'm going to sell $10. And, like, just keep every time. And then watch how much more money you'll find and how much money. This for all of the Lord's sake. This for all of us. Watch how much more money we're going to come into if every time we find a dollar, find $5, we put a dollar back or so. If we find a $20 bill, we put $5 back to sow. If somebody just hands us $10, we put a dollar back to sow. Just watch how much more money is just start coming. If
but
we
you
start
know what?
Doing that.
Me personally, since we're having this discussion, and then I don't want to take up the time from everybody, but they act like they're scared to say anything. I'm trying to learn. But
amen.
Anyway, I'm constantly being told that I'm sowing the wrong way because I give half of whatever I have at that time, and they keep saying, it's the wrong way. It's 10%. Well, you know, 10% on a dollar is 20 cents. Why would you wanna give the Lord 20 cents? That's a slap in the face. Not
Amen.
Just for the Lord,
you know,
but for anybody.
It's actually a dime.
But you know, daughter, God speaks to us differently concerning sowing. And see, maybe God got you on another level. So don't let nobody tell you how you sowing is wrong, because as long as you obeying God and getting results, it's not wrong.
Okay, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. And I just
but you know
out
that,
because
listen,
when I
listen,
was told by you.
Jews, see,
I'm
Jews, sorry. Really, we as Jews, we tie double.
Okay.
Every Jew tied double because that's how we give to God. Now the regular people sow 10%, but Jews we our tithe, and then God would tell us to, because He told me to do it before, and then I got used to doing it. Well, I would tithe and then put another tithe on top of that as an offer.
Yeah.
So we tied the tithe and the offering. So the offering is the same as the tithe, and then we end up sowing double.
Right. Y'all help me, and I'm going to let it go. You see, the thing just dropped in my mind. But I just told him, you know what, I'm sowing my money, sowing seeds for you, and you getting my blessings. And you ain't sharing them. Oh, he didn't want you to hear that. I told him, I don't mind sharing them, but you getting my blessings and being stingy with my blessings. So from now on, you're going to have to start sowing your own tithes. But the Lord has a way of fixing things, and I know what I'm doing. I mean, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's how you do that. When you stop
Amen.
Sowing for Him, and he see he stopped getting blessed, he going to start sowing his own seed. Like, oh, no, I got to pick this up where she left out because
right.
I ain't getting no money now.
Yeah, because I
and remember,
for him.
And remember what we said about the devil? Remember, we said he ain't supposed to have that know-how because of what went down in the garden. The Lord
right.
said all of his days he supposed to eat dust. So, mm-hmm. so if you eat dust, you ain't supposed to be eating nothing else but dust. And so if we see you with anything besides dust, we know you in violation. Come on here, somebody. And so we know what you got don't belong to you know-how. See, when we tithe, we take back what belongs to us. That's why he's afraid of our seed.
Okay, so am I? Because I'm a mother, a caring and concerned parent for this child. And
mm-hmm.
so what I do is I take his money and I don't give it to him. I'm like, nope, this is for your tithes. You can't
Amen.
Get me. You know, he'll mumble and grumble. I say, get out of here. You, my nerves. Next time it ain't going, you ain't going. Take the money. I'm like, boy. Because if it don't be for me, it wouldn't happen.
Amen. But you're sowing into his future, and you're doing a good thing because he don't see that was the best thing that you could have did for him. Amen. But like you say, now he's at the age of accountability, to where he can sow now for himself and see the blessing of the Lord. Amen. So I'm praying that through his curiosity and through him hearing the word of God, amen, that his faith is built enough to say, okay, amen, I done heard about what you can do for others, Lord. I'm going to see what you can do for me. Amen. So I'm going to pray that Giovanni put God to the test. And I pray he can hear me. Amen. That he'll put God, to the test and see what God would do for him, because God want to prove himself to him. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because God want to prove himself to him.
Right. Well, he's at
somebody
the door.
Give God a praise.
I could see him through my television, the reflection from my TV. He just walked away. I don't say nothing, but I look at my TV and I see him. And I said, oh, he's listening. He's paying attention. But, you know, I don't know if you was on the line earlier when I gave the testimony. I know the Lord is working on my behalf, on his behalf. Because, you know, with that alcoholism, he has cut back a lot. You know, we was praying for that. At one time, it was all day, every day. But now it's like once a week now.
Look how God is moving.
So I was like, you know what? I know the Lord is working on him. One day, it ain't going to be no day a week.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So I want to, you know, let everybody on the line that it does work. God is working. But you got to be consistent with the Lord. You got to be consistent in paying your tithes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for asking the question, daughter, to get an understanding.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in all our getting. Get an understanding. When you get an understanding, then the devil can't mess with you. And see, that's what I want everybody online to know. Amen. Once you get an understanding, then the devil can't come talking mess in your ear, because you understand. You have a solid foundation to stand on.
Uh-huh.
See, the enemy only come messing with you when you don't have an understanding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you understand something, and if you understand what you're doing and what you're saying, you know how to shut him up and send him on his way.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Well,
somebody give God
Lord.
A praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Pastor, I have a question for you.
Go ahead, man.
How would we advise somebody who didn't know at the time, like we knew, that's already gotten a vaccine? Say they've already gotten a vaccine and then they hear the word. And what advice can we give them? Because we know God, because they did it out when they didn't have the knowledge. So are we able to tell them that God is able to redeem them from whatever curses that the vaccine may bring because they got it out of ignorance?
We would pray God's mercy. God's mercy toward them. And that God would have mercy. Especially in the fact that they didn't know. But see, that's why it's so important for us to pray. And really get in the face of God. Just because the government say something, that don't make it right. Prime example, when Barack Obama came into office, he said that homosexuality was all right.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave, but the word of God didn't change. Just because a man spoke Even the president spoke. But what did God say? And so many of us got on the bandwagon, and we forgot what God said because a man came along and said it was all right. And guess what? He's still saying that it's all right, but God's saying, no, it's an abomination.
Yeah.
And now they got more rights than us as blacks. As black people, they got more rights than us. We've been fighting for over 400 years that we ain't got nearly the rights that they got. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
And the government caters to them more than us. And what they use as an scapegoat is that being gay is the same as being black. No, it ain't. You got an option with being gay. We don't have an option with being black. We can't take off our blackness when we want to. We got to be black whether we want to or not.
Amen.
And we don't even have the privilege, the freedom to be black in peace. Come on here, somebody. We get terrorized just for being black. Come on here, somebody.
Arise.
And so, you know, this is where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm just saying for us to pay attention because just because somebody come along and say that it's right, don't make it right. See, if we had to pray more, God would have gave us revelation concerning the vaccine. When has God ever needed a vaccine to heal anybody? I haven't found nowhere in the Bible where God used a vaccine to heal anybody.
Amen.
We can't fight spiritual warfare with natural weapons. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The virus itself is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So that means whatever the cure is going to have to be spiritual in order for it to cure what's going on. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Okay, so the government say that the problem is that we're not being clean. Now, it's the cleanliness coming from the outside or from the inside. We look at the outside being clean, but God said, what about your inside? Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
We're so concerned about being unclean on the outside, but God is saying, if you get the inside clean,
come on, preacher.
Then I can work on the outside. You missing the point. The virus is here because I've been telling you, amen, that you need to get that fixed. But you keep telling me that you ain't got no problem. So therefore now the problem has escalated to the degree that now your filthiness now has come into fruition and now you need a vaccine to get clean. But you don't understand that you still. But you don't understand, though, the vaccine can't help what's really wrong. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound and saying that if I put the Band-Aid on, it's going to stop the bleeding. No, amen. You need to go and get that taken care of. And a Band-Aid ain't going to help. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Listen. We don't know what's in that vaccine, but God gave it to reveal it.
Amen.
But I tell you this. That you can't put the virus in me and tell me that's going to help me. I might not have went to college. I might not be the smartest person in the world. But one thing I do know, that if you put a virus inside of me, amen, that's going to make me more sicker. Amen. But you say that's only for a couple of days. No. I'm like Keith Sweat. Something just ain't right. Amen. I ain't feeling good about this here. My spirit man telling me that I need God in this situation and not the vaccine. Now, the thing that about this vaccine is this. When have you ever known that you need this vaccine to get into every place you're going to try to get into? You can't get into the bar without a vaccine. You can't get into the movie theater without a vaccine. You can't take a flight without showing papers of a vaccine. So then you can't even get into the hospital. The hospital. So you mean to tell me if I'm sick, I got to show you that I've been vaccinated in order to get in?
Pastor, could I ask a question in regards
ahead,
to the vaccine? I'm wondering what's making this vaccine so deadly. You know, we grew up taking vaccines.
Yeah.
No, measles, mumps, chicken pox, all type of vaccines. The government has made mandatory throughout the generations, throughout the years. So what I'm wondering is, why everybody is so afraid and terrified of this specific vaccine? Is it because nobody know what's in it, or it's because something
certain?
They made it
because of the time frame, that they use to make it. I was looking at YouTube and I was talking, and one of the doctors was saying it usually takes 7 years or more for them to come up with a vaccine. They don't just come up with a vaccine for a virus out the blue that fast. Also, I trace it back to Bill Gates. Bill Gates has a lot to do with the vaccine that's inside of a lot of people's bodies right now. And us not really seeking God like we need to about the vaccine, and why we wouldn't think that the government would lie to us when they've been lying to us about everything else.
Exactly. You know what? I was watching the 4 o'clock news, and this happened over in Japan. Two doctors over there in Japan received the Moderna vaccine, and they died. They just died. Because they said the shots, the vaccination with the medication they shot them with was contaminated. But they didn't say, with what?
See, we need to pay close attention. If the doctor is dying, you can try to give me something that you would die from? No, thank you. You can keep it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we got to really pray, y'all. We got to really pray. If we really pray and seek the face of God, God will give you the right answer. But you got to be willing to stand with God and trust him beyond everything else. Why is it that I got to have the vaccine to work? Come on here, somebody. When the vaccine is not against us, thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, God, I feel this. Why do I gotta take something? Listen, daughter, listen to what the Lord just gave me. He said, why do I have to take something that's not a guarantee? You can't guarantee me that it'll work. But you want me to put my life on the line and take this vaccine that you ain't telling me all that's in the vaccine, but you can't guarantee me nothing. At the end of the day, if something goes wrong, I can't even blame you for it.
God, I'm not seeing now.
People don't even know what kind of spirit is in this vaccine. but it's going to manifest because it's of the devil. I'm Dabas, get up, old Kosha, God says, speak, boy. And I'm not worried about losing no friends. All I want to do is speak what God wants me to say. But if you don't believe me, look it up, Baba Boko Tarabasando. Everybody that has taken this vaccine has been lied to. And that's the job of the enemy. The job of the enemy is to lie to us. You remember what he told Eve? If you eat this fruit, you will not die. That was a lie.
Uh-huh.
Yeshua said over in John, you are the father of lies. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
Now, Elder, you remember the brothers that was flying, and they gave them syphilis through the vaccine.
Oh yeah, back in the experiment.
Yeah, and they lied to them.
Who were they?
It was called a Tuskegee experiment. That's the black.
Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah, but this
and
was.
It made them sterile to where they could not have no more seed.
Wow.
Because they didn't want the black men to reproduce. But they trusted them because they were military. But how many of you know that everything is a lie? Come on here, somebody.
Hey,
oh, I'm going to tell the truth.
You know what? I have issues with that, with the military, because, you know, they had just gave my son a physical. You know, they have to take a physical every 6 months. He had just did his physical. And 3 months later, he came up with cancer. Well, it seemed like why they didn't detect it then. I think they shot it in him or gave him something. But what's so crazy is what goes on in the dark.
They guinea pig.
You know
the
that
military guinea pig.
You know. Yeah. You know that radiation can give you cancer.
Yeah, radiation. I don't
know. So if they gave him any kind of test with radiation, it's a strong possibility that could be how he got cancer.
I don't know. But
yeah,
I don't
it's
trust
possible.
Him. Yeah, and the worst.
But the Lord knows. We gonna leave it in the Lord's
hands.
Yeah,
the Lord knows. So he's resting with the Lord. So we gotta move on. But
I heard something else about the vaccine. They said this on the news of the morning. They said it real briefly. They said it real quick, but I caught every word they said. They said people that have gotten the shot, even if they got both of them, the FDA or one of them is going to require a booster shot, not only to protect against the COVID, but other diseases as well. And then they moved on real quick. And what caught me was the other diseases as well. That tells me that this shot must weaken my immune system or something. It must bond with it. And you got to keep boosting it up now, because now I'm susceptible to get anything if I get this shot.
Wow.
That's what it sounds like to me. If you tell me I got to get it against other diseases, and that's besides the flu shot, and besides the measles shot, and besides the mumps shot, and besides the tick, besides all these other shots we get, that's crazy.
They did say that. I heard that on the world news yesterday. But they're now saying that they have proof that COVID was originated from out of China through their are animals.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask y'all one question?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, mother.
Now, I'm gonna tell you something. Throughout our history, my parents always used to take us to be vaccinated. It was chicken pox, smallpox, mumps,
measles,
diphtheria, polio. They always had a vaccine for that.
Meningitis.
If you didn't go get vaccine, you come up with the polio, what defect the bones. You know, internal bones and stuff you have to walk around with. Now, if you didn't go get it, some people caught that right there.
Some people was born with it. I got a cousin was born with polio. One of her legs is shorter than the other.
Okay, can I finish?
Mm-hmm.
I still have a circle on my arm where they gave me the vaccination for polio.
Right.
All throughout our history, being children, we came up with it. Do you know when I had my first daughter back here in 1994, found that I had the measles? I had been vaccinated, though.
You know what?
They
not trying to...
Because I was carrying my daughter, you know, they have to test you for different things that's in your body. So they tested me and found out I had chicken pox. I said, well, I mean the measles. I said, I had these things when I was a child. So God always give us a remedy. But I believe myself, I'm just going to say this is a plague.
It is a plague.
God is trying to warn his people to get ready and be ready. They just lost a 4-year-old child from COVID.
Sure did.
So,
and can I say this? And I promise I won't interrupt no more. But when I was 18, I had them chicken pox shots too. I had got the chicken pox when I was 13 years old. Then I got them again when I was 18. And I was like, wow, I thought you could only get it once. But I caught it twice.
And
I asked I was like, how could you catch it twice? I already caught it when I was a child and I had the shot.
Well,
I caught it twice.
They hurried up and put me out of the room and was angry. And I'm saying, well, I didn't have to, Sarah. I had them too, sister. I had the measles. But they hurried up and got me out of the room where it was spread to other people.
Yeah, because it's contagious.
So God, you know, especially pregnant women, God have a remedy, just like he got a remedy now. But it's stuff going around. But he's seeing doctors, you know, but God, Luke was a doctor. He was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But God give us wisdom and knowledge to know a thing. And people are still dropping dead. So we have to pray and hold on to God's entire hand, because only God can fix it and make it right. And the government, you know, I don't know what's going on, but he have a lot to do. Well, let me leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't
let
be experienced. We just got to be ready because God is coming back. And over there, Apostle Mike, you might witness it in the word of God, say these things was coming to pass. We can't change
Absolutely.
It.
Amen.
He say, pray always and not to faint. Pray every day, every minute, every hour, and not give up, not faint, not stop. We don't know what's taking place, but God know all about it. We have to pray that God save us from whatever is coming up. Because you know what? I could tell you this and witness this. a lot of things going on now was told and old. And we back there know, saying it ain't happened yet. We ain't got it. How come it ain't happened yet? God ain't came yet. All this is prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
We said God ain't came yet. He said 3 years ago. And they probably would say, oh, them plague, we heard of them. No, we got to look at everything that's going on. Biblical. Amen.
Absolutely.
Everything
Absolutely.
That's going on, even now, is biblical. And it is.
I agree.
They may kill these old bodies and lay them down in a cold grave, but we have one thing that they can't take away, and that's the love of Jesus.
Amen.
They take the love of Jesus, and right now that's what the devil is trying to do, kill us and still kill and destroy, like the word of God said. He's trying to kill, steal, and destroy. We have to be wise. And the word of God tells us to be wise. That serpent is wise. He be the bitch before you know anything.
Yeah.
He sneaks Amen. Up on you. So we have to be wise as that serpent.
Amen.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say because so much is being said. You know, we have to
Amen.
Protect our loved ones, family, and friends through prayer.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
We
Because really you know what the Lord says, the family
and
that
also,
prays together stays together.
Also, this here is a test, too. Amen. For those who really love God.
Right.
Every vaccine...
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principality in high places. So we have to put our prayers in. Right now, you know, I'm between a rock and a hard place. I went
but
to
God
the doctor
got you,
to get
mother.
Blood work did, and he told me, you know, these caregivers gonna start complaining. They already complaining about taking care of people's disabled. But when they go home, they got to go home to their family. So we got to get more God in us of ourselves. And that's all I want to say. I'm not trying to take over, but we have to be wise. Wise. We have to be wise and know that God is talking in the midst of all this. He's talking. He's showing up because he wants us to be ready.
He sure is.
We can't get ready.
We gotta be ready.
Come knocking at your door. You can't say, "Oh, I ain't ready yet." You gotta be ready.
Amen.
And as soon as these vaccines, you know, I never heard nothing like it. Millions and hundreds of people. And half up now,
you know, too.
They going up on food, water. I mean, everything is going out of proportion. And Pastor Alexander, a pastor of mine, told me, stock up on food, stock up on water, anything that you can get to help you because it's coming to pass.
He sure is. You know what?
That's why right now, saints of God, dearly beloved, we have to trust God like never before. And with the vaccine, you know, with every vaccine, they put the virus inside the vaccine. So when we receive a vaccine, we are as well.
Right.
I was blessed and fortunate enough not to have to go through taking all the vaccines that came out. Amen. I'm so thankful to God for that, that he shielded me from that. And I was still able to go to school as well. But I want to say this. If we wrap everything that we have and put all our faith and trust in the Lord, that he not going to let us down, y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
Yes, yes, Mother.
I have a nephew.
Yes, Mother.
I have a nephew that, you know, as a baby, he took them baby shots and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I believe now it might be showing up.
Uh-huh.
I believe it's in crippling him. And they'll tell you, oh, this came from this, that, and another. You know. So, you know, like you said, we got to wrap ourselves up in Jesus and in his word, you know.
Yeah.
You know what, Mother Alberta, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what, and I had that feeling, I don't know if it was a feeling, a dream, a confirmation, or what, but I was racking my brain about how could this young man get cancer, and it came to me, I'm speaking of my son, it came to me because when he was born from an infant, he was born as an asthmatic. And he took those asthma shots and those treatments and all that stuff from the time he was born up until he got like 19, 20 maybe. And the doctor said he outgrew it, the asthma. That's how he was able to enlist in the military. And then it came to me, I said, you know what? I'm wondering if all that medication he took from all those years turned into cancer. You don't know.
I'm not going to make the prayer line out of medical issue, but I will say this. My father, he was so skinny, he looked at unhealthy, because when we came to California, my father worked all his life because he had 15 breaths. You know, he had to take care of us. He
mm-hmm.
suffered from asthma. He was so skinny. He was ill looking.
Mm-hmm.
It also has to do with the plantation and the planet you come from. Because when we came to California, all that asthma and all that stuff went away. You didn't no longer have to take none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
God brought him back to where he was healthy. He was working, and
mm-hmm.
where all that stuff faded away.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you look back to where he came from, he had grandchildren and children with asthma and with a respiratory failure.
Mm-hmm.
And he come down from family, you know, it's just in the genes.
Family traits.
Right. My kids had the family trait of they was carriers, but they didn't have it for long. So we have to look at that. But we, you know, I'm not making this right here my issue. As a prayer line issue, we need to pray. We need to pray without ceasing. If Apostle is right, I'm not trying to downplay him on nothing. God have gave him a vision. But we just got to pray. And not faint. We got to keep praying and not faint. Because he said all this stuff coming to pass. Money won't be no more. He going to make the rich man only one thing. You're rich or you're poor. You're
exactly.
rich or you're poor. And he doing that.
Well, you know what? I done made peace with my son. And I done made peace with him going to be with the Lord. But, you know, I keep telling everybody the Lord is on his way and this Bible is fulfilling itself. You know, he's
what,
a man
you know,
that can't lie. He's not going to lie.
And that's what the apostle preaching about. That's what it's doing. It's fulfilling itself. But God say, be ready. We got to be ready.
Exactly.
We're talking about vaccine. We're talking about all this, but we got to be ready.
Oh,
we
I'm ready to meet the Lord.
We don't have time to stand beside the roadside picking flowers. We got to put on the whole armor of God. We got to be ready every day. And he's showing us in this stuff, the vaccine and this stuff going around. He's speaking. just like in the days of old, he told them to put the blood on their doorposts.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because Pharaoh wished bad luck upon the children of Israel, and he said, all your firstborn going to die.
Amen.
And God had a ram in the bush. He said,
yep.
Put the blood of Jesus on your doorpost. And Pharaoh's child was the first one, I believe, to die.
He sure was.
So what you do, you turn that stuff around.
Yeah.
You go God's way.
Exactly.
I'm not
because
now playing nobody, but we have to put the blood on our doorpost.
Yeah.
And that's the blood of Jesus in our life.
And
ain't
in
no
our heart.
No
and to Mother, amen. Amen. Praise God, brother. You are so right. And at the same time, we got to hold on to the report of the Lord.
Amen.
This is the hour that we got to hold on to what the report of the Lord said.
Amen.
And don't forget it.
Because
there's another report out, too. But that report is not for us. That report is for the devil and his children. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So
amen.
We got to know what their reports say at all times. Now, who remember what the report of the Lord say for us? His report says,
we are healed.
Yes, his report says,
and we have the victory to overcome.
Amen. And his report says,
whatever the circumstances may be.
Amen. His report says, I am healed. His report says, I am filled. His report says, I am free. And his report says, victory. And as long as we hold on to the report of the Lord, we're going to be all right. Come on here, somebody. We're going to be all right. And we came about, see, we are now, and this is what the Lord showed me, too. And we're going to get into this thing, too, a little further, maybe probably tomorrow night. Remember in the book of Daniel when the king requested everybody to bow?
Yeah.
To the music, whatever the music played, they had to bow. And whoever didn't bow was put to death.
Yeah.
Beloved,
yeah.
this is the stage that we're coming into right now.
Yeah.
And the Lord is looking, saying, who going to stand for me and not bow to the enemy in this hour?
Amen.
The music is playing. They trying to scare people into taking the vaccine. They is making sure that they are bum rushed. Hear what I'm saying tonight. They trying to bum rush the elderly. They trying to bum rush the disabled. And they trying to bum rush the kids into taking the vaccine.
Pastor, can I say this, you all? Out here in Palmdale, Lancaster, they found a man sitting on the bus stop dead.
Wow.
People are dropping like flies. Out in Florida, they dropping like flies. In all these, out in Mississippi, they dropping like flies. It's not only elderly, not only middle-aged, it's babies. They don't have room for babies.
Amen.
Yeah.
And out here in Lancaster, you're subject to see them on the bus stop. Then they was putting these body bags, not in the grave, but outside the grave. They didn't have no room to bury nobody.
They sure are out in quite a few states.
So now, what do we do with the ones that don't know God? With the ones that don't know what we know?
You pray for them.
I believe that everybody have a knowledge of God in them.
Amen.
But the thing about it is that everybody is not trying to seek God. They're not trying to call on the name of the Lord. That's why the Bible says, that's why God says, call upon me while I am near.
Yeah.
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name while he is near.
Yeah. I'm not
because it's coming to time.
I'm not down anything you're saying, but a pastor put away 70 of his members with COVID. Babies that don't know nothing about God, they're dying. They're putting them on ventilators.
They're exactly, but you know what? That just goes to show you.
But the Lord said, Mother, listen. But the Lord spoke to us today and said that the dead is going to be so, there's going to be so many dead that it's going to be like dumb. And there ain't going to be no place to bury them.
Mm-hmm.
So you know God's word is true. And Psalm 91 said 1,000 shall fall at our hands. And 10,000 at our right side, but what? It would not come nigh us.
And that's what it says.
Amen.
That's why I'm telling everybody online, don't take this lightly.
Amen.
We're not doing this just to be doing this. We're doing this because God has put a mandate on us. So I'm saying to those, if you serious, buckle up. If you ain't serious, go home. This ain't playtime. We're not playing church over here. We're not playing at all. This is
amen.
Life or death.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Can I say this? And then I'm going to shut up. But what we do if it comes to one of our children? If it comes
we got to still
our
pray.
Children.
We got to still pray and stay on the battlefield, Mother. Amen. But see, that's why we got to be even more obedient because we want our children to be blessed, Mother. We're not just doing this for ourselves. We doing this so our children to be safe. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I got seven. So, you know, I'm doing this not just for me, but for my kids. I want my kids to be safe. I want my kids to worship God. That's why I try to be careful what I do and say around my kids. And every chance I get, I put Yahshua in their little hearts so they'll know that whenever you get in any kind of trouble, call on the name of Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before you call on any other name, call on his name. Hallelujah. His name will save you. So all they hear. And all they see is daddy calling on the name of Yahshua. So now they're at their place. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I was on the prayer line with a young lady, and she was telling about her friend, how they was trying to get her, are you ready? She took the ventilator up, and she stuck to her guards, said, no, I don't want it on me. No, I want to stand up and walk. I can walk to the restaurant because they want her weak so that this disease could take control of her body.
Mm-hmm.
When it takes control of your body, you're not able to fight it.
Wow.
You know, we got kids can't say that. But we do have to do it through prayer and suffocation.
But also, the kids that can't say that, that's why they have parents to speak on their behalf, to speak up for them.
I did say that that's why we have to pray.
We have to pray.
We have to go to God in prayer on their behalf.
Exactly. Pray that they don't catch it, that they don't become a victim of that circumstances in the first place.
Also,
we got to stay together, y'all. More than that, we got to stay united. We got to stay together. Amen. Because as long as we stay united as one, that's why Yahshua, the last prayer he prayed, he said, Father, make them one, even as you and I are what? One. See,
one.
The one thing that the enemy can't fight is oneness. Come on here, somebody. And even though he loved to cause division, him and his kingdom is very united. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? because they have one common goal, and that goal is to try to bring our God down, but they can't do that, though, because he is all-powerful. Come on here, somebody. And so as long as we stay united,
united, and we stay as one. Amen.
The enemy has no room to operate. The Bible says give no place, give no space to the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so how many of you know that the same devil is working against us all? Come on here, somebody. He ain't no friend to nobody. Amen.
No,
but we got to recognize that once we come together as one and believe as one and move
that's
as one and talk
know.
As one.
That's why we have to know our position in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We can't talk our way in. We can't sing our way in. We can't talk our, walk our way in. We got to do what Christ's saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once we do what he's saying and provide by his rules and regulation, because it's only what we do for Christ is going to last.
Yeah, but everybody have lip service. What's the action?
But
Christ said, if you love me, you will obey me. If I give you instructions to help someone, then you're supposed to help them, not make excuses.
The action is, really, is everybody got to seek God for themselves. Then we got to bring others to God with lip service.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to go there. I don't want to argue with you because, you know.
No, we're not going to argue.
I see it a different way.
The way I see it is,
yeah, everybody.
Hold on. Wait. Let me talk. Listen. That's why the Lord says that as long as we stay as one, we can defeat the devil. God has specific people to do specific things.
Amen.
With the Indian, everybody can't be a chief.
Amen.
Because if everybody is a chief, then where's the help going to come from? Because everybody is not called to be a chief.
Amen.
But those who honor the chief are those who are serving to the chief, and that's how the Indians get things done, because they move as one.
Right.
What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying that God has given me insight and hindsight to a lot of things that I haven't even touched on yet, because the main thing that the Lord wants us to be, first, obedient, and united. Because as long as we stay obedient and united, we got the enemy. Can anybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
And it's not about what we feel, but it's about what God wants.
Amen.
And if we fulfill the will of God, we will be fulfilling our purpose as well. So I want to encourage everyone tonight that the main focus is obedience and fulfilling the will of God.
Amen.
Because if we do that, we'll be able to defeat the enemy, and he won't be able to get no place. Because God is going to raise the fellowship up.
Apostle, as you speak, and God, once he bring us together,
mm-hmm.
he is the cornerstone. You know,
amen.
He do put people in our life to lead us. He said, mm-hmm. how can we hear him if we don't have a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
He's sending
absolutely.
All these people preaching and teaching to our life. You know, but how can we not hear God if he don't send these people to us? But I just want to say this, and then I'm done.
He wants us to stay on the battlefield because if we stay on the battlefield working for the Lord, he'll show us a way out. He'll show us a way of escape.
Amen.
I don't claim to know more than nobody on this line. That's why I know God sent different people. Somebody say, well, I could pray for myself. No, God put people in our life and around us to pray and help us. We all climbing up the same ladder.
Amen.
We have to help each other up there.
Amen.
Not tear each other down. So I thank and praise God for me getting on the line to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. I want you to pray my strength in the Lord. Pray for what's going on around the globe or the world. And who couldn't pray no harder than me for our children.
Amen.
Our children seeing other things and also seeing other gods. So that's what I'm praying for. Y'all just pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Man, is there any before we close out?
I want to ask a question and then I'll be good for the night until tomorrow. I realize everybody has a choice to want to seek the Lord and want to get to know the Lord, but there's some people that don't have an understanding of the Lord. Yeah, they might have heard about the Lord, but then there are some type of people out there that need help. That's when you're supposed to step in and help guide them to the Lord, you know? That's all I'm trying to say. You know, just because you know the Lord and you've been saved, you're supposed to try to help the next person to learn of the Lord that they may be saved. Well, you know, we all grown. It's a free choice. God ain't going to chase you down and beg you to serve him. Like he said, you embarrass me on earth. I'll deny you in front of my Father or however it goes, you know. But, you know, we are supposed to try to lift each and every one up in prayer. And stay focused, like you said, united we stand, divided we fall. But, you know, the world, the Lord is on his way. And that's because everybody took the Lord out the equation. When you take the Lord out the equation, then, you know, terrible things are going to happen. So with that said, we all going to continue to pray for one another, you know, help one another up in spirit and truth and love one another and pray for one another and continue to seek the Lord because, you know, he's the only one that could help us all.
Amen. You know? As long as we all know that God is in charge.
Amen.
Amen. That God is in charge. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. This ain't the line where flesh can rule or say anything, because God is the one that is going to be glorified, and he has chosen us as a people to glorify himself through.
Amen.
And so because we didn't choose ourselves, we owe it to God to give him our best. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that none of this is by accident?
Amen. Amen.
God set this up. God set this up. And so let us give God praise while we can, and be obedient to the heart of God, and obey God in our giving, and obey God in our sowing. Amen. And watch God move for us.
Amen.
Both naturally and spiritually so. Hallelujah. Somebody said naturally and spiritually.
Naturally and spiritually.
So we're thanking God tonight.
Well, I'm
Amen.
Just praying and thanking the Lord that he keep every one of us. That, you know, that we could sustain what we're going through, and that we could make it to heaven. You know,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm just thanking and praying the Lord for every family member on this line, their children, their grandchildren, my sons, my grandchildren. I'm just praying for the Lord to help everybody, because there's somebody truly out there need help. Everybody needs the Lord. And the ones that don't know the Lord, I'm praying and trusting in the Lord that they would get to know. I tell people all the time, you tried everything else, try the Lord. You see, you don't, nobody don't know what he might do.
But see,
so, you
we are witnesses. See, we are witnesses of God's goodness. Amen.
Amen.
We're only here because of his goodness. Come on in, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. We're not here of ourselves. We're here because of the mercies of God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. We right now got to be the mouthpiece of God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So I believe that that's why God has raised us up for such a time as this. Amen. Somebody give God another shout of praise. Amen. We
Hallelujah.
Wrap it up. Amen. Hallelujah.
So, Pastor, with this, I'm going to get off the line, I promise. I want to go back to the sowing the seed. There's no specific amount you're obligated to sow. So you could sow what you want and how much you want. Right?
I don't want to put a limit, but I will say this. I know that the anointing that God has put on this fellowship and on my life that people have sowed into, I know that the power of the $80 seed is awesome. I've seen God move.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen God move with the $25 seed.
Mm-hmm.
But the $80 seed is to break the back of the enemy. You know, but God will lead people to sow $100 seed. But just be obedient to what God say, because God knows what you need, and he knows what doors are going to be open behind your obedience. Amen. I want to tell everybody,
okay.
Amen. When it comes to finances, amen, glory to God, God's heart is for us to have what belongs to us. And so every seed has power.
Uh-huh.
But the seed has power if we sow the obedient seed. See, the reason why Cain's seed didn't have no power is because Cain was trying to give God what he wanted him to have and not what God was telling him to sow.
Oh, okay.
See, whenever God want to bless you, he will give you an amount to sow.
Oh, okay.
Or he was speaking through the prophet and tell the prophet what he wants God's people to sow.
Oh, okay.
And so I want to encourage everyone with that. Amen. And the thing, too, is to obey your leader when God speaks to him, because if he hearing God, you're going to get an instant return on whatever you sow according to what he has spoken. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Okay,
so,
hallelujah.
So that's why I spoke that about the $80 seed. But to some, God is going to speak to sow the $100 seed because he know what you need.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, Pastor.
But,
so I got clarification on that. So
amen.
I'm trusting in you, not what other
Praise
people
God.
Say.
Amen. I tell you, daughter, trust the God in me, because the God in me ain't going to never leave you wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for you saying that you trust the word of the prophet, because that's Bible, because the Bible says, believe the prophet, and so shall you prosper. And so you are believing the prophet, God's prophet. And so you ain't going to do nothing but prosper, because God does whatever he does first through the mouth of his prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you believe that God speaks through me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And how many of you know that God chose you to break the curse of poverty in your family? How many of you know that some of you are going to be the first millionaire to come out of your family? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's why God separated you. You wonder, Lord, why, Lord, they don't accept me. God said, because you are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want God to bless us with houses. I want God to bless us with land. I want God to bless us with transportation. But let me tell you, the one thing that I want for this fellowship to stand out is that we walk in obedience. So when anybody say, well, why are you so blessed? Because I'm obedient. And God blesses me because I obey him. Because I love
him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
So
hallelujah.
That's why you got all that. That's why you got all those things. Things come with the obedience.
Amen.
And then by us being able to show people through our obedience, God says, now, look, I can use you. Glory to God. You ain't got to say nothing. They is watching your lifestyle. Amen. They watching how you sow, how you give, how you move. Glory to God. How you carry yourself for me. Glory to God. That's why the word said, by the love you have one for another, is how people going to know that you are my disciples. What? Indeed, by the love you have one for another. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So before we can have any love for anybody else, we first got to have love for each other. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, I want you to love each other so tough that the world is going to see, and they're going to want to come in to the love and say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Now, for everybody that can see that vision, come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And Pastor.
Yes, hallelujah.
Pastor.
Yes.
And Brother Andre.
Yes, ma'am.
Everyone else on the line. I'm seriously, and I want to thank you guys for, you know, praying for me, praying with me, praying for my child's life. And just, I really appreciate that, you know. I really appreciate that you guys care enough. You know, people just say anything, but seeing is believing. Your eyes ain't gonna lie to you. And I really want to thank you guys. And, you know, I pray for everyone on this line, too. You know, you guys may have more Bible experience than me, but I'm learning. I'm getting there, and I'm not going to give up. And I want to just thank everyone, you know. Hope everyone continue to be blessed.
Amen. We're going to grow together.
Amen. Love
thing,
you,
y'all.
Too.
Amen. We're going to grow. Amen. Love you. Love you, darling. Love you, Sister Linda. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to grow together in this thing. Come on here, y'all. We're going to grow together in this thing. God is building an army. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
God is building an army. Come on here, somebody. We're saying that we're in the army of the Lord, but God is actually building an army. Come on here, somebody. How many know that in the army, you got to be ready to fight? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to go through boot camp. Amen. Boot camp is not,
easy, glory to God. But once you pass boot camp, then you ready to be what? A soldier. But you got to prove that you can pass boot camp to become a soldier. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Mhm. And so God is saying, now I'm getting ready to make you into soldiers. Amen. I want those of you to get excited about the clothing line. Those of you who are tithers, amen. You'll be getting a big discount on the clothes, amen. We're gonna make sure we rock what God has given us, amen.
Amen. So, do you have a deadline or a guideline when you think they're gonna be available?
Amen. Well, right now we're just trying to raise the funds for the first batch of church. That's all. As soon as we get the funds raised, amen, that's when we're in. It won't be no time after that. Then we just need the addresses so we can ship them out.
Okay, then. So can we collect donations on the funds?
Amen, most definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because I tell you, I got about two or three people. They want one. They keep asking me for one.
Oh, wow.
But,
praise God.
You know, I didn't promise them no discount because I told them, you know what? You got to pay the same price as everybody else.
Yeah. The discount, daughter, is only for those who have been tithing and faithful in their
exactly.
giving.
Exactly. You know, because,
amen.
You know, I got one friend, she said she won three. She won one for her and her two daughters by her purchasing three. She get a discount. I told her, no, there's no discount. You know,
it's for the Lord.
You know,
no.
I pay full price. You got to pay full price. So she said, fine. So, you know.
So we'll definitely be letting everybody know concerning that. And I'll be letting y'all know something really soon behind that.
Yeah, go ahead and get their sizes,
really,
though. Everybody that knows somebody that needs a shirt, go or wants a shirt, go ahead and get their sizes. So when we order them, we can order those specific sizes. Because the first batch is 20, we get 25 shirts in the first batch, so we want to make sure we get all the sizes right, so we can I guess you would say this would be the pre-order before, because we don't have them in stock, so this would like be the pre-order, and they'd be the first batch rolling out. So if we got everybody's sizes down, then we'll be able to pretty much see how much. How many we got to print up? What size is about the first 25? Because all I got to do is tell him. Because I got to connect with the dude, but like he a businessman, so he ain't moving till he get a deposit. So
my question is, we're gonna start off with T-shirts, and then we're gonna advance to hoodies, or they're gonna be hoodies.
We're gonna go for everything. We're gonna go for hoodies, sweatsuits, baseball caps, the other kind of the straw caps, masks, everything. Praise God.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
All right.
And eventually, we're gonna come out with a shoe line. Eventually, down the line, I see us, you know, coming up with a full-fledged clothing line. So we're going to be up there with Sean John, Rockefeller, all them. So, except we're on the religious side. So we're going to get it going.
One more question. Could I place a special order for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I want the T-shirt and the nightgown.
A T-shirt and a nightgown T-shirt?
Yes.
I probably can make that happen. I would have to see how much that would be. But I probably can make that happen. And I can let
you
know. If you can get my number from there.
A few years back, there were a gentleman that was standing on on Adams and Crenshaw in Los Angeles. And he was selling the T-shirts, but there were nightgowns, but, you know, Mother's Day's nightgowns.
Okay,
so,
okay. But, yeah, I can get with him and see. Just get, I know you have a,
wait a minute, and one more question. Should I get a deposit from them? And then that way I know they're serious about it, because I'm going to tell them, you have to put in a deposit, because nobody want to go and order these merchandise and you flake out.
Let us get everything established first, daughter, because we are working on it right now, and it's not going to be long before we're going to let everybody know, and everybody going to be able to rock something. Amen. When we get them, I want to go live so people, amen, who we are and who we represent.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's going to be a real blessing to a lot of people.
Right.
And then that's going to cause people to want to come in when they see how united we are, and they see that we're not just in word, but in deed. You know,
right.
When you put faith behind your work, that causes people to want to come in with you. That's why
right.
I'm telling y'all to stay encouraged with your seed sowing, because your seed is affecting your future. And it's bringing to pass with
you. Amen.
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 So we'll definitely keep you posted on that end. Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Come on and give God a praise, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Is anybody excited?
Amen.
You should be. Amen. Because it looked bad in the world, but it's light on our side. Come on here, somebody. It may be looking dark in the world, but it's light on our side. God is saying, don't be moved by what you see on the outside. God said, know that I'm working for you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So, amen. God is definitely at work for us. Father, we thank you and praise you right now in this end time hour, Lord. We give you praise and glory and honor. We ask you, Father, to bless this time of fellowship. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for questions and answers, God. We thank you for answering our questions, oh God, for giving us a greater understanding, a better understanding. Father, you said wisdom is the principal thing, but it's all you're getting, get an understanding. So we have a greater understanding, Lord God, for what is going on. We bless your name. We bind the hand of the enemy, and we thank you for victory on every side. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, and we give you praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. What
amen.
I say is the one.
What I say is the one.
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch.
Watch.
And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live
holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are now dismissed until tomorrow night. Amen. Love, peace, and blessings to everyone. Amen.
You too. Everyone be blessed. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Be blessed.
Amen. Shalom.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
around
me could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Happy singing,
yes, sir.
That he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm
his. Said it doesn't matter what
it
I did.
Doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees me.
Yeah. One time. Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, see who's mine and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I do, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I am his.
Ooh,
it doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Shifting the eye.
Over, 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 over. How many of you know we're living in the last days? For the Bible said there to be earthquakes and violence. The words of the song said, Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Look at somebody and say, who shall? Who shall? Who shall be able to stand? Let's say amen for Brother Melvin Williams, Brother Doug Williams. Say amen for the Williams brothers.
My God, goodness, spread it for that. My God, goodness. throne, he's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley, lock a knife on me. I don't know where I would be. I don't know who I would be. Even when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting. I never had no one to stick beside me. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
Travel near or far.
Travel near.
wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm say, wanna be where you are. Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Gotta be where you are.
We do.
Nobody knows.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
what's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you down.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make it through.
Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions.
Uh-huh.
And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Give us a second chance, we go and do it again.
Yeah.
Me, I
fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven. Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do.
The things we do.
Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody, nobody,
nobody wanna fail,
nobody,
nobody wanna die,
nobody,
we're just trying to live.
Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that place in your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you're talking about. It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drought. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah,
niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through.
Make it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down for 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars to do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gon' wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, though, I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob. Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah.
You see it? Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail.
said, y'all.